I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. US federal prosecutors have revealed the full details of criminal charges against Donald Trump over his handling of classified government documents after he left the White House. He faces 37 counts, including endangering national security by keeping top-secret nuclear documents, making false statements and obstruction. Nomia Iqbal, who's in Florida, says public reaction to Mr. Trump's indictment there has been mixed.
There was one man who said to me that there's no smoke without fire, that Donald Trump should be prosecuted. Anybody else would face the same. Another man said to me that he was sceptical about the whole investigation. He felt that it was a witch hunt, something that Donald Trump constantly claims. Mr. Trump will appear in the courthouse next Tuesday amid tight security, of course, and he will hear a judge lay out the charges and then he will enter a plea. We heard from the special counsel, Jack Smith, who has said that he expects a trial to be held pretty quickly.
Britain's former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned as an MP with immediate effect after receiving a report into social gatherings at Downing Street that broke COVID rules. In a lengthy statement, Mr. Johnson claimed he'd been driven out by a committee investigating whether he deliberately misled Parliament. Our political editor Chris Mason says this does not necessarily spell the end.
Boris Johnson doesn't do whispers, Boris Johnson doesn't do subtle, Boris Johnson doesn't do black and white or beige. He does maximum decibel, absolutely direct, hugely colourful interventions. And tonight is one of those. He takes pot shots at Parliament, he takes pot shots at some of his fellow Conservative MPs, and, crucially, he takes pot shots at the Prime Minister. But don't for a minute tonight think that this is the end of Boris Johnson. Not a bit of it.
22 children in southern Somalia have reportedly been killed by mortar shells which exploded while they were playing. An official in Corioli district said 16 boys and 6 girls died in the blast. 3 others were injured. The official blamed the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab for the deaths. The White House has released details of what it says is a program by Moscow to build Iranian drones inside Russia. The national security spokesman, John Kirby, asserted that a military partnership between Russia and Iran appeared to be deepening. Grant Ferret reports.
Hundreds of Iranian-made drones have been used in waves of Russian attacks against Ukraine. John Kirby made public previously classified intelligence showing the alleged supply route of drones across the Caspian Sea to southern Russia. He also published a satellite picture of a factory near the Russian city of Kazan, which he said could be producing drones with Iranian technology by early next year. Tehran has denied selling drones for use in the war.
This is the world news from the BBC. Colombia's government and the ELN rebel group have signed a 6-month ceasefire agreement following negotiations in the Cuban capital, Havana. The truce, which will come into effect in August, was signed in the presence of the Colombian president Gustavo Petro and the ELN leader Antonio Garcia. Warren Bull reports.
The ELN has been Colombia's largest active guerrilla force since the FARC signed a truce in 2016. Expectations of a lasting peace with the ELN were raised last year when Gustavo Petro, himself a former guerrilla, was elected as president and said he would strive for a total peace in Colombia. Importantly, he also called for a more equal society and wider political representation, both goals supported by the ELN. But an ambush which killed 9 Colombian soldiers in March underlined the difficulty of achieving a truce with such a highly devolved organization. It's hoped these negotiations, supported by Cuba, Venezuela and Mexico, could be the start of a definitive peace.
A Canadian official appointed to investigate allegations of Chinese interference in the country's federal elections has quit, citing the highly partisan atmosphere surrounding his work. David Johnston was appointed in March amid concerns that Justin Trudeau's government had failed to respond adequately to the threat of a foreign interference in the last 2 elections. Tens of thousands of people in Serbia have taken part in the latest protest in Belgrade, sparked by 2 mass shootings last month. Demonstrators rallying under the banner Serbia Against Violence want senior government officials to resign. They carried cardboard effigies of the president and the prime minister dressed in prison uniforms. And researchers in northern Israel say tiny prehistoric bird bones found at a bird-watching site are 12,000-year-old flutes. The 7-wing bones, believed to be from coots and teals, had holes bored into them. When tested on replicas, the sound mimicked that of birds of prey. BBC News.